and sit down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back once again to Vicious Red Cynicals, and your host, Mr. Main Event himself, the often imitated, never duplicated, Suicide Sim, Vicious, and we're going to go raw this week. It was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and well, before we do, want to get into some business first. Not talking about wrestling business, but here, Vicious Rants business. Now, folks, first and foremost, it's in regards to the audio form on podcasting. First thing you need to address, yes, the sideshow Vicious Chats is going to be coming soon. Just had a few minor missteps. You know, it was two steps forward, one backward kind of deal. But also, in regards to the podcast format, folks, thank you everyone that has taken the time to listen and download the show. Because of that, because of such success, the show is in the top five for wrestling podcasts on Podomatic. I'm not joking. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Vicious Rants is in the top five podcasts in the wrestling category. So thank you to everyone in regards to that. But also, because it has been such a major success that we've actually exceeded, or not that we have, but we are on the verge of exceeding the bandwidth that our server allows. So while the show is still going to be available, we are in the midst of transitioning everything onto another platform that will be able to provide the bandwidth that we need. So don't fret, the shows will still be available here on will still be available on YouTube, and we'll make sure that the audios will still be available in the event anything gets that way, nothing gets lost. Okay? So now that I've done going over that, and again, bit of a hashtag humble brag, top five in wrestling podcasts on Podomatic. Shing, sparkle, sparkle. Yeah, now let's switch gears and talk about last week via the SmackDown Rewind and the big highlights from last week's SmackDown. Excuse me. The show started out with The Rock coming out as Hollywood Rock once again, and I got teary-eyed seeing it. My son, my beautiful son, ripe young age of 14, seeing a tear roll down the side of his father's cheek and him looking at me. Dad, are you okay? I am, son. It's because he's back. The Rock has come back. So beautiful. So, so beautiful. Yeah, I am so happy and so happy over the fact that it's not just Rock. It's not just a heel Rock. It's Hollywood Rock. And, you know, people could say what they want about the Hollywood Rock music being remixed and all that. Dude, it works for him. As long as the music works with the setting, solid. You know? But Rock came out, did a rock concert, trashing Cody and Seth. And then proceeded to again, then he hit the nail on the head, talking about what he was looking to do with Mama Rhodes. Mama Rhodes, Cody's mama, saying on how he's gonna whoop Cody simple. He's gonna take his belt, showed a beautiful, beautiful looking weightlifting belt. And he's gonna take it and whack, whack, cracking it over his hand. He's going to whoop Cody senseless with it. He's going to beat him bloody with it. And then, when it's done, he's going to hand that blood-covered belt to Mama Rhodes. And then he's just going to whisper in her ear, "What can I say except you're welcome?" Ooh! Oh man, that's going to be beautiful. That was just freaking beautiful what The Rock did right there. You know, and Yes, I get that a majority of this buildup has been focusing on Cody and Rock as opposed to Rock Roman. Now, they did announce that this Friday coming up, Cody is going to be confronting Roman on SmackDown in regards to everything going on with their match. But honestly, I look at it like this. They built the first layer with Cody Rock, making the tag match, hyping that up. Now they're doing the second layer, hyping up the end result. It doesn't matter if, no matter what, no matter who wins the tag match on night one, Cody and Roman is still going to happen. It's just a matter of what's the rules for that night that's going to happen. So now we're building up the, hey, I win, no matter what, if I win that tag match, man, I get to do what I want to you. And then Cody, well, if I win, you don't get anyone to have you, you don't have anyone to watch your back, and when you lose, it's all on you. So, basically that kind of deal. We had our first match on SmackDown. It was a tag team qualifier for the ladder match, it was the tag team qualifier for WrestleMania. It was LWO versus Legado del Fantasma. Legado got the win, so cool. We also had LA Knight come out during the show. He issued a challenge to AJ Styles for a match at WrestleMania. AJ did a sneak attack on him, cracked the chair over him, then just sat the chair on him, looked at him. Challenge accepted. So at WrestleMania, we're going to have AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Yeah, dummy. Yeah, let me talk to you. So Randy Orton had a match against Grayson Waller. It was a good match. I liked it. Randy got the win after the match. Austin Theory came in, and then him and Waller proceeded to go and do a beatdown on Randy. Owens wound up saving him. Then after that, the walking douche nozzle, Logan Paul came out, demanding an apology from Randy because of last week with the interruption, interrupting the Prime announcement, this, that, and the other. Then Nick Aldis came out and said, you know, Logan, I'm glad you're here because you were so concerned about what your WrestleMania opponent is going to be. Well, I'm going to give it to you. At WrestleMania, you're going to defend that coveted United States Championship against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens in a triple threat match. So, we have a triple threat title match at Mania. Now, we also had Santos Escobar going against Dragon Lee. Santos wound up getting the win, and then Dragon, he was on the verge of getting a beatdown on him. Carlito came out to help save the day. He started to get the crap kicked out of him, and then Ray Ray came out. Ray Mysterio came out. He's... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Wade, remind me to invest into a cough button. So, then Ray came out. Ray wound up saving the day and then insisted, called out Santos saying, you and me, let's have a match next week on SmackDown. So this Friday coming up, we got Rey Mysterio versus Santos Escobar announced. And then the show ended with Bayley going against Dakota Kai. Really good match. It was nice to see Dakota get a chance to show what she can do since she messed up her knee and come back. And I'm talking about in regards to single stuff. So, I'm good on that. I'm glad to see that. Now, the match ended in a schmoz finish with a flim-flam stuff and all that. Damage Control came in. They proceeded to start to do a beatdown on Bayley. Naomi came in, did a run-in to help clean up house and save the day for her. However, my big takeaway from it was not Naomi helping save the day, which is what it was meant to be. Unfortunately, it was during the beatdown. Asuka, you could see it. You could physically see it. she was limping. She wasn't putting weight down on her one foot. So hopefully she just tweaked her ankle and, you know, just being told put some ice on it, take a couple ibuprofen, and you're off for the next few days. She got taken off the travel schedule, according to the rumor and innuendos out there. But, you know, like I always say, take the rumor mill with a grain of salt. But all in all, this close to Mania, I never want to hear anyone ever getting injured and possibly being out, because not only do they get taken out of WrestleMania, then they're missing out on the WrestleMania pay, you know? And to put that in a common everyday man term, baby, that's like missing out on holiday pay at a store, working at a store, you know? So, yeah, I don't want that. So, now that we've gone over that, let's get into this week's show, Raw, Raleigh, North Carolina. It starts out with main event Jey Uso coming out, talking about on how his brother accepted his challenge, yeet, at WrestleMania. He called him out. He knows he's there. So he says, come on, Uso. I know you're here, big brother. Where you at, bro? Come on. And then you see Jimmy Uso come out through the crowd with Solo. And then them two talk for a minute. Jimmy winds up coming off as the angry big brother. You left the bloodline. You left and you came to Raw. You did your thing. You became yourself. And then you went and won the tag team titles with Cody Rhodes? Like, he had that look on his face like, dude, you went and did won tag team gold without me. Like, he was mad on that. And then it ended with Jimmy and Solo going and pouncing on Jey. Cody comes in, saves the day. So, yeah. So now we get into the first match of the night. DIY versus Creed Brothers for the ladder match. It's a ladder match qualifier for WrestleMania. This had nice ground game at the start with the Creeds. DIY was leading into the break. Creeds were leading post with DIY picking up the pace during the second break and leading after the second break. But man, this was a hell of a match. I really liked it. This was a good match to start out with. And I love tag team wrestling. You know, for those who may be new to this show, while yes, I did do backyard stuff, I did it for 15 years straight. And I spent the majority of that time doing tag team stuff. So I really appreciate tag team wrestling. And I absolutely love good tag team wrestling. And this was good tag team wrestling. Match came to an end with DIY getting a win. What it was, Julius and Brutus, they had Ciampa up in the electric chair position, getting ready to go for a Brutus ball. Ciampa counters it into a roll up. Johnny winds up stopping Julius, and then boom, pops a super, and then as he's doing that, Julius reverses it, and then Johnny, boom, pops him with a super kick, and then, which knocks Ciampa over to reverse Julius's reversal to get the 1-2-3. So now, that was damn good. I thought that was pretty clever. Next up, we got Caden Carter and Katana Chance going against Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell. This had a nice pace with Indy and Candice leading it. And this wound up, again, the match didn't go long, but the match didn't need to go long because the main emphasis on this match was telling the story of on how Candice is turning, going dark side. Because partway through the match, while Indy was in, Katana, she wound up running, and then next thing you know, looking like she tweaked her ankle or screwed up her foot. And then the ref makes Indy back off. Indy does. She's just looking like, all right, well, what do we do? Matt, we're on pause. Candace then just, boom, tags herself in, does a running drop kick to take out Caden Carter, pulls Katana into the middle of the ring, and then wrenches in a really mean-looking one-legged Boston Crab. And then Katana, tap out, tap out, tap out, I give, I give, I give. So, yeah. Next up, then, we had Ricochet going up against Dominic Mysterio. And folks, I almost fell off my couch laughing because at one point, Pat McAfee and Michael Cole were saying Ricochet had Puma-like speed, Puma-like agility, all that jazz. And for those that get the reference, yeah, we all got it. Now, for those that don't, at one point, a long time ago in ancient history, folks, there was a wrestling company called Lucha Underground. And in that company, there was a wrestler named Prince Puma. Care to guess who was under that mask? Ricochet. So yeah, that was pretty cool. I thought that was cool. So, as far as Ricochet and Dom goes, Ricochet, he was leading at the start with some I kind of want to say back and forth, but it kind of wasn't at the same time, if that makes sense. It was more like a 60-40 kind of back and forth, on regards to that, at least in my eyes anyway. But Ricochet got the win, wound up doing the takedown, got a quick pin, 1-2-3, and then boom, bolted, got the hell out of Dodge. Like, he used JD, who was ringside, to help jump over the ropes to get out of the ring to avoid a 2-on-1 beatdown. So I thought that was clever. Next up, we got The Miz and R-Truth. Awesome Truth reuniting and in the tag qualifier against Indusheer So folks, brace yourselves. Veer came to Monday Night Raw. Have fun with that sentence, folks. So, as far as this match, Miz, he was the punching bag on this. This was very much so a one-sided match for a good bit, with Miz being the punching bag, being put on the ass end of an ass-kicking. Truth got the hot tag in, cleaned up, and how the ending came to be, Veer got knocked out with Miz hitting a skull-crushing finale. And then he wound up fighting Sanga, and then as he's fighting Sanga, Sanga pulls his pops his elbow back. His elbow hits Truth, and then Truth, boom, falls down and lands on top of Veer. So, then 1-2-3, that's it. So, the awesome Truth proceeds to WrestleMania. Next up, we got The New Day doing a tag qualifier against Otis and Akira Tozawa. This was really good. I dug this. Otis and Pat McAfee had the best line for the entire show on this match. He stomached them because Otis would grabbed Woods and Kofi at different times and just ran them into his gut, and then just boom. No different than like if you were pulling somebody in to go and hit them with like a lariat or a headbutt. But like, nah, I'm going to slam you into this giant wrecking ball of a gut I got sitting right here. And just wham, did that to him. And yeah, but decent match. Alpha Academy, they were leading from the start into the break. But man, I got to tell you, even post-break, Otis was wrecking New Day. Like, jumping Judas Priest. I would not want to get into a fight with that guy. That's a mean dude who looks like he eats other mean dudes. Just for fun. Don't make him mad. He don't look like the type of guy you want to make mad. So, either way, New Day wound up getting the win. Woods wound up doing that tightrope walk tightrope elbow drop he does off the ropes to Akira Tozawa. So that was really cool to see. So now we come to main event match of the night. The man, Becky Lynch, going against Nia Jax. Whew, doggy. In a last woman standing match. Yeah. For those that may not know and may be new to the show, my least favorite gimmick match ever in the history of ever is a last man standing match. And on paper, it sounds so cool and so fun to do because you gotta beat your opponent senseless. You gotta beat them down to the ground to where they can't get a 10 count. And then comes the awkward pause of... Yeah, that was 10 seconds. That was that awkward pause of 10 seconds. And it's just like, ugh. Gah. And it just gets me every time. There are very few last man standing matches that I personally enjoy. One of them, I will say right now, if you've never seen it, go out of your way to find it. La Revenge between Kevin Steen and El Generico. La Revenge, last man standing. And I gotta say, Kevin Owens versus Dean Ambrose. And that, those are the two I can think of off the top of my head. If I forced myself to sit down and think, I could probably come up with another two, maybe three more that I enjoyed, but that's about it. But as far as this match went, Nia, she was leading into the break. Becky, she was leading post-commercial break. But for the most part, But for the most part, man, Nia, she was pretty much dictating the pace on how this went. A lot of car crash mayhem, which what you would expect with a last woman standing. Excuse me. You know, match came to an end when Becky, she had Nia laying on the commentating table. And then Becky climbed up a ladder and then did a leg drop, boom, right off of it. And then she pulled herself up onto her legs as the ref was counting on Nia. So your winner was the man, Becky Lynch. After the match, Rhea came out and then it was just a stare down, face to face, nose to nose, with Rhea holding her title up like, you won this, you won the battle, but come WrestleMania, I'm going to win the war kind of bit. So that was it for the show. I thought it was a good show leading into it. We only got like maybe, as of the day of this recording, 19 days into Mania. So we got just about, so we only got like two, three weeks left. So again, folks, thank you to everyone that watches the videos, subs to the channels. So please, like the video, subscribe to the channel, go back, watch some of the other episodes when you can. Look for me on Twitter at Tim Vicious, also on Blue Sky and Threads as Tim Vicious as well. I want to try and get a little more active on there. Hit me up on there and I swear I will come back to you. But big thing, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you're listening to this on the podcast format, stay on it wherever you're at. We are switching providers. It's just going to take a couple days. Do not fret if you lose your episodes. We will make them available on the new platform. So just sit tight. With that said, folks, thank you to contributor of the show, LFC Andre, Fighting Championship. They're a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, and a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing. Also, check out whatamaneuver.net for some vicious rants and apparel. Help support the show. You know, perfect gift. We got t-shirts, tanks, women's tees, long sleeves, toddler shirts, and baby onesies. Perfect gifts for people that you love. love and you hate, we're sure to get the go and get the goodwill or something. Don't forget to follow these cool-ass cats on Twitter as well. DSB_IV, MainEvent_net, Sergeant Curry Pants, Free Cash Thursday, E-Drive, 1986. Folks, thank you again, and much like, just like the shirt right here says, if you love me, great, if you hate me, y'all know the deal. Fuck you.